This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast. Hey guys, you are with Rach and Dean on Joy 94.9, and we have the amazing Harrison Craig in the studio with us. He is going to chat to us about his upcoming tour for his Kings of Vegas.
Hello, good morning. Hey, good morning. How are we both? Good?
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, Harrison, you're a friend of Joy. This is the third time you've been on Joy?
I think this is even more than the third time. It might be even, because I've been coming here for almost 4 years now.
Is that right? Right. Do you used to chat with Leo?
Yeah, that's right. So I think it must have been at minimum twice a year.
Ah, and you even spent Christmas Day here with Dave.
I did.
Which on is Christmas?
There's commitment for you. Oh. Big Joy supporter.
That's a very Merry Christmas indeed. So Harrison, obviously you've got this new album out. It is called Kings of Vegas.
That's right.
And you're going to go on tour.
Yes.
You're kicking off in Melbourne on the 5th of May.
Yes.
But then you have 32
other national shows, yeah, right around the country.
How do you have the stamina to do that?
Lots of gym work.
Yeah?
Lots of gym work and you know, waking up at 5 a.m. sometimes, you know, not all the time, uh-huh. Dean, you know, as we've discussed before. But it's great. You have to sort of run to a planner, I guess, you know, to make sure you're on time and, you know, you're in form, you
because
know, to perform.
It's not just the concert. You then have to do all the sound checks
That's
and all
right.
the rehearsals and That's knowing right. the spaces.
Yeah.
Is that exhausting?
Well, I've been flying up to look at like a few of the venues, which I did last month, and they just look amazing, like incredible. It's just whenever I walk in there, I'm like, wow, this is going to be so great, like just extraordinary. When you walk into there and you've got the audience and then you start to perform, it's just going to be just, yeah, fantastic.
There's something about the old Vegas glamour, isn't there? You need a good venue. And now, have you been to Vegas?
I have quite a few times.
Well, what stays in Vegas? Any stories you can share?
Well, I usually stay downtown when I'm there, and there are a lot of really, really cool classic clubs and bars from that, the era of 1920s, 30s, 40s, that really, it's a big throwback, you know, to those, that beautiful time in music and of, you know, the era of the town too. It kind of, it really made it what it is, you know?
So, Harrison, you are only 22 though,
That's
aren't
right.
you?
That's right.
So, all these times that you've been to Vegas and gone right. to these swanky clubs and bars,
That's right.
did you have to have parental... what's the word?
Authorization. Yeah. letter from mum.
Letter from mum. I don't think that'd rock out too well. No, I just grow a bit of maybe
a bit of a beard.
A bit of a beard, maybe some facial hair,
and you
maybe
wear a
I'll
suit.
Get through and a suit. And most of the time I think they let you in. But
I'm
usually with some really cool friends of mine there that sort of, you know, the first few times I, you know, was there was, you know, were walking me through all these amazing places, and you know, they were educating me on timeless nature of the town, you know. And then the more you go there, the more you explore, and you explore every aspect of it, and it really hits home. And you know, recording this record, I guess that really made it all the more real, because I'd walked through these venues, these places, gone to these monuments, really important places within the history of the town.
Absolutely. So. The old, so when we think of Vegas, we think of the Strip and all the fluorescent lights and the lights and the showgirls.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there's the Fremont Street and the old part of Vegas.
Oh, that's
so
terrific.
Much history.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's great to drive down the, the Strip there. That's, I think, a rite of passage for, you know, for anyone who goes to Vegas.
Yeah, like Route 66.
Yeah. Well, I travelled right down that, and that was amazing. I mean, it took us about 10 times longer to get to Las Vegas because I would stop all the time, and everyone would just be saying, you know, do you want to get a photo here? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And I said, yes. So it took me forever, but it was well worth it, and something I highly recommend because it is just incredible.
It's so much fun. Now, I listened to your album over the weekend.
Ah, fantastic.
And I was taken back to Las Vegas. I might have had a martini or two. as I listened.
This is how you listen to the Kings of Vegas.
With a drink, a cocktail in the hand.
Yes, that's right, or a scotch or anything like that.
So is that how the vibe's going to be? It's going to be more loungy.
It's very lounge.
Cocktails and bottles of wine rather than get a beer and party on.
Exactly right. I mean, it's really a throwback. It's paying respect to the era and the people and what made it so well known, and you know, for various reasons. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Now, on your album, you do tunes that have been covered or been originated by Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra,
Vic Damone, everyone,
Paul Anka, but there's no Dean Martin.
No, there is a Dino.
There is a Dino.
So Lady is a Tramp. So the Rat Pack, they've done that before back in the day, many, many moons ago. And so I've got 10 tracks on the album, and that last one is really that pays that kind of. I mean, that's their song, the three of them,
isn't it?
The Rat Pack, that's their song. So there is some Dino in there because I couldn't leave him out. He's just an icon,
isn't he? But
he is
something about the name Dean, isn't it?
I know.
Now I have to ask, if you could have sung a duet with any of the people who you are doing covers of on your album, whether they're dead or alive, who would be your number one choice?
Oh, you know, that's really tough because that's like picking a favorite child, even though I don't have any kids. But, you know, so that's a really poor example. But you know, I think if I could pick anyone, I think I might pick a Sammy Davis Jr.
Ooh.
Or an Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, nice. Of course, I mean, I could go on to say every one of the artists that is on my record, and I'd want to do it with all of them, you know, sort of thing, but I think those would be probably my top two if I had to pick two.
Did you have a favourite song that you recorded?
I guess it's like picking one of your children, isn't it?
That's right, I mean, again, except I don't have any, so yeah.
But, with an 80-piece orchestra and all of that sort of stuff, like, surely there was one that just had that little...
Yeah, look, I think one of my... favorite songs to record was Put Your Head on My Shoulder. I think that was that was beautiful to record. We did that in three takes.
Wow.
And I just love the song, and it feels like it just rolls off the tongue, you know, and you can really I don't know, just take it. You know, you can take it and make it yours. You know, it's yours when you're performing it.
And can I say, you've got such a beautiful voice. Oh. And as an older gent, listening to this beautiful voice, drinking my martini, I became all hot and bothered. It was just beautiful. Put your head on my shoulder.
Your voice is one of those ones that makes all the little hairs on your arms stick up because it's just so smooth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Which brings me to the question.
Yes.
Now, on all of the descriptions of this album, it mentions crooning. Now, for those of us who may not know what crooning is, what is it?
Well, you know, I guess crooning, the easiest way that I can sort of describe that is it's not so much a word or a phrase that you can use, but it's more like an era or a sound that you can hear. So it's more like, you know, when I go out and I, you know, say something like, or I perform, you know, something like, lovely... when you you know, something like that, it sort of rolls off the tongue. It's very smooth. It's sort of just I don't know. It's very sort of low key, but it really is quite I don't know. It's impressive to me, crooning. I just think it's a great kind of style. You know, it's fantastic.
I want to hear more. Can we hear a song?
Oh,
can we ask you to do a song?
I think we can do a song.
All right, I'm gonna get up a backing track here.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is called The Lady is a Tramp, and it's off my new album, The Kings of Vegas. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, but she never comes late. She never bothers with anyone she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons and earls. No, she won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. She won't dish the dirt
with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, cool wind in her hair. Life without a care. She's broke, but it's okay. She hates California. It's so cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for a dinner at 8. She adores the theater, but she never comes late. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She doesn't like crap games played with a bunch of sharpies and frauds. Never takes a trip up to Harlem driving a big about a Lincoln or Ford. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh, wild, cool wind in her hair. Life without a care. She's broke, but it's okay. She doesn't like crap games played with a bunch of sharpies and frauds. And that's why the lady, I said, that's why the lady, that is why the lady is a tramp.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was so amazing.
Wasn't it?
Oh, I literally have goosebumps. Can you see them?
Oh, my gosh. You do too.
Fantastic.
Amazing, amazing.
That is why you were the winner of The Voice. Like, The Voice. It makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
It makes sense.
Hey, look, I really appreciate that. And, you know, just on that note too, you know, it's, you know, I know, you know, that it's so great that I get the opportunity to, you know, to come out and do this. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, a huge thanks, because, you know, these past 4 years would not have been as incredible as they have been, you know, without you. So thank you. And to all the wonderful listeners out there, thank you.
You are welcome. don't thank us. Thank you for sharing your voice with the world. Now, something else that Dean and I noticed on your Facebook page is that you actually support or are a
ambassador
for the National Day of Action Against Bullying, which 100%. Is this Friday, March 17.
Absolutely.
What can we do to support that?
Well, you know, I think that bullying, people, I generally assume that it's only to do with kids in schools, blah, 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 that kind of thing. But it comes in many forms in the workplace, you know, when you're traveling, family, you know, school, lots of different ways, you know, online. So it's really important that you can repost, tag, share, retweet, and spread the word about this no tolerance policy on people when they bully, because it's not fair and it's not right, and I don't think it should be a thing. So we've got to work to you know, really, really stop that, to eradicate it.
Amazing.
In all its forms.
We will definitely be reposting that on our Facebook and Twitter and other social medias that we have as well.
Absolutely. Now, one other question. Now, we are Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
Yes.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Eurovision. Now, there's a link here. So you were the Voice winner of 2013.
That's right.
In 2014, Anya Nissen won The Voice.
That's right.
And now she's in Eurovision singing with Denmark.
It's amazing.
So are we ever going to see you singing at Eurovision?
Oh, Anderson? It's crossed my mind before. I actually had quite a few people this year wanting to you know, to work with me, to write with me, to actually write a tune for Eurovision.
Oh, really?
And to get up there. And I had, you know, a fair bit of support. But it's all about timing. And I think right now, you know, I've got a huge national tour of 32 shows. That is the most important thing for me right now, and I really want to make sure that is, you know, incredible and world class. And you never know. I mean, maybe next year that might be on the cards.
That's right.
And that's something I would love to do. So, hey, if you feel the same way, you put the word out there.
Because one of the things I also noticed on your social media, you have a lot of followers, but not all in Australia. You have an international fan base.
It's really interesting. I am such a huge fan of those around the world that tweet me and they message me and tag me in things. It's great. I mean, we're going from Thailand, China, Japan, Norway,
Canada.
Canada, US, Philippines. They're just incredible. So I mean, if you're hearing this right now, thank you so much. Your great support does not go unnoticed, I guess, for lack of a better, you know.
Absolutely. But if you are in Australia.
If you are in Australia.
And you want to catch the tour.
That's right.
Kicks off on May the 5th in Melbourne.
Yes, at the Palms at Crown, which is going to be huge. And then we're going right around Victoria, which is going to be great. So I'm very, very excited.
Yes, so if you're in Victoria, you can go to Bendigo, which is on May the 6th, or Geelong, which is the 13th of May. And if you're in New South Wales, I suggest that you jump on Harrison's website, which is harrisoncraig.com.au. It does have a .au.
You can buy your tickets from there as well.
You can buy your tickets from there, straight there. You can even drop me a line when you're there. I promise I'll reply.
Specialised services. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Harrison. Your voice was just so amazing. Thank you for singing for us.
My pleasure. Thank you so, so much for having me.
Come back and visit again soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're with Rach and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.